Blog Talk Radio.
The Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God, praise God, and good evening to everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, yes, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in this evening. We give God all praise, all honor, and all glory, and we count it always a privilege and an honor to be able to serve the Almighty God by bringing forth his powerful, anointed Rhema word that sustains, praise God, in every season. Again, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We give honor and glory and praise to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor and Bishop Kevin Jones. We thank God for everything that Light of the World is doing to bring forth and advance God's kingdom here in this earth. We thank God also for you tuning in. And we just, again, give God all the praise. And tonight, praise God, we have a speaker and a minister in the house tonight. None other than Minister Hilton Britt II, my eldest brother, praise God, and I thank God so much for him, and I know that God has deposited a word on the inside of this man of God that he will bring forth with power and anointing and with authority, and we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank God again for everyone that has tuned in tonight. Merry Christmas to everybody. We're looking at this holy season where we celebrate, praise God, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program this evening, and we have a song of praise where we just usher in the presence of our God, and we want to declare that our God is awesome God. Go ahead and listen and thank God. Praise right along. If you feel like singing, feel free to do so. And once we have this song of praise, then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst going to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we're going to turn our mics over to none other than Minister Hilton Britt for the word tonight. To God be all the glory.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, then you testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's
can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm
broken.
Let's pray. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your greatness, Lord, who you are, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your strength, Father, Lord. You strengthen us when we are weak, Father, Lord. We thank you that you are our protector, Father. That you are our healer, Lord, on this hour, Father. You are our provider, Father, Lord. You are everything we need to have. God, God, cover. We praise your holy name for this day, Lord. Let down real be done, Father. To your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We give him all the glory and thank God for his awesomeness. He is indeed an awesome and wonderful and mighty, glorious God, and we give him praise. Minister Hilton Britt, praise God. We're going to go ahead and turn our mics over to him. Minister Hilton, are you there with us?
Praise God. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can Hello? Hear you. Praise God. Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. Thank
so
God.
I am
thank
ready.
God. All right. Well, go right ahead. We thank God for you being
Amen.
Here tonight. And we just give God praise. Go right ahead and share with us what God has laid on your heart.
Praise the Lord today. We thank God for this opportunity. I thank the Lord Jesus for the opportunity to declare the glorious gospel to the people of God. And I thank the Lord Jesus for Pastor Jasper, Pastor Whiteberg. I also want to thank the Lord for my beautiful and wonderful wife of 41 years of my life.
Amen.
I just want to pray. Lord Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Give you praise with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. Lord, use me this night to declare your word to your people, Lord. May you use me to ask people with clarity. May I speak with anointing of our Holy Spirit. May I speak with you. We thank you, Lord, for this message in Jesus' name. We are living in the season of giving. We're living in the Christmas season. First, we want to acknowledge, first of all, the giver of the greatest gift, who is the Father God, who gave his Son
Amen.
During the season. He was the originator of the gift which keeps on giving, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he sent him into this earth realm to be our Savior and our Redeemer. My message this night is the King came down. It is the Christmas season, the most wonderful time of the year. It is the time that we who are Christians celebrate the Christ of Christmas, Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, meaning the anointed one. It is in the Hebrew language, Jesus is the Messiah. So we have two different words declaring that Jesus is the anointed one of the Father God, who came down from heaven to present his life as a ransom or a payment for the sin of man. Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus during this time. Jesus is the greatest gift that has ever been given, because through him we have received the gift of eternal life. The life that is truly life. Now that is something to celebrate and to rejoice about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we understand that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus saves. He saves us from the penalty of sin. Now that is something in itself to shout about and to praise God about. We are saved and redeemed from our sins. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Do you have anyone or someone or something that needs saving this evening? Then we need to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might hear your voice. He will hear your cry. He will hear your petition. Because he came to save. That is what we need to understand and know. He saved me so many times and in so many ways. This year, the testimony, personal testimony. I could have been killed in a traffic accident. A woman ran a red light on May the 16th. And just by the power of God, the woman was right up on me. I saw my life leave me. I saw my life before my eyes. And I thought that I would have died in that accident. But by the grace and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, he saved me.
Amen.
I wasn't harmed. I wasn't harmed. But it was just by the grace and the power of God. People are killed in traffic accidents each and every day. But the Lord was there. He was Jehovah Shammah. The Lord was present. Who saved?
Amen.
I was in an aircraft on my way from Atlanta to California in 2018. I had a major medical emergency in the air, 20,000 feet above this earth, between heaven and earth. But the Lord was yet present with me.
Yes.
To sustain me, to preserve me, and to save me. And to each of us, the Lord is there to save, to supply your every need, to keep you. Jesus is the Savior. In the Gospel of Luke 19, in the Gospel of Luke 19, chapter, verse 9 to 10, Jesus said to him, meaning Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house because this man, too, is a son of Abraham, referring to Zacchaeus. It's scripture declares that as many as are in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, Galatians 3:29. So the question is the Savior in your house this evening? Is the Lord Jesus Christ your Savior? That is the eternal question. And I trust that each of you who are listening are already saved. And if there is someone who is not saved, then you will embrace this Christ that I am speaking about, this anointed one who came to seek and to save you and your house, to bring the eternal life of God to you and your family, and to bring the blessings and the treasure of salvation to your house. For the Son of God, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. He has never sent anyone away empty. If we would humble our hearts and confess our sins and our needs, we will be cleansed and the Lord will fill our lives with his fullness.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus cares for you and he will help you. Salvation comes from a Hebrew word, Yasa. Y-A-S-A, meaning to save, to preserve in one's original state or condition, to deliver from danger or death. So again, during this Christmas season, we celebrate and magnify the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ, the anointed one, who came down from heaven to give his life as a payment for our sins, for the sin of humanity. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus
Amen.
Is the most precious gift that has ever been given. God the Father expressed his great love and his immeasurable love to all humanity because Jesus was and is the very best that heaven has to offer or to give. Just imagine for a moment the amazing love that was demonstrated by the Father God when he gave his Son, who himself is very God of very God, and who is seated at the Father God's right hand, enthroned in all power and dominion and authority. Jesus is the Prince of Heaven. Jesus is all that heaven has to offer, because wherever he is, heaven is there with him. Philippians 2, verse 6 through 11, declares that Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, something to cleave to hold on to covet. But he made himself nothing. He made himself of no reputation, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death upon a cruel cross. The Prince of Heaven came down to suffer and to die and to bleed for us. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
The scripture reveals the humility of our Lord when he humbled himself and became a man. He came, took upon flesh. God, who is very God, God, who is the Most High God, because he saw our great need, he humbled himself and took the assignment to come down to this earth realm. He left the glories of heaven above. We are so earthly minded, we have no concept of the majesty, the splendor, the glory, the eternity of heaven. But the Lord left his throne, all of that. Angels marveled that God himself, God the Son, would become a man. This in itself caused the angels to wonder and to marvel at the greatness of the love of God for his humanity, for the man that he had created and made. It expressed a great love, a love that passes knowledge and understanding. It's almost incomprehensible. But you must meditate upon this. You must think upon this, that the gift that God gave, and the sacrifice that the Father gave, and the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus gave.
Amen.
Again, the scripture reveals the great humility of our Lord when he humbled himself and became a man to save men. This is a divine wisdom that caused angels to marvel and to rejoice. Men and devils do not give up power. I say men and devils do not give up power willingly. But Jesus left his throne, became a man, suffered death on the tree for humanity. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 declares, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was justified by the Holy Ghost, was seen by angels, was believed upon in this world, and was taken up in glory. My point again is for us to carefully consider the uniqueness and truly the incredible gift our Lord Jesus is to us.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 5th chapter, verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
Say that in my own weak moments, in my own moments of weakness and emptiness, in my moments of challenge, in my midnight moments, in the hours of my life, Jesus has shown himself to be strong in my life. Jesus has shown himself to be faithful. Jesus has shown himself to be a God to meet my every need, supernaturally, abundantly, with a fullness that I am amazed and I rejoice in, and I am very thankful for his faithfulness.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise.
Hallelujah. We violated the word. Amen. The sin of our first father, Adam, brought the curse of sin and death to all humanity, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. To the listening audience, have you received the Lord Jesus? He alone is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ, the King, the Anointed One, who came down and broke the yoke of sin from the souls of men and the sons of men. Jesus Christ, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of a woman who was a virgin, whose name was Mary, declared to be the Son of God by God the Father, upon whom the Father God declared his love, and in whom he was well pleased. Declared to be the Son of God by angels and prophets. Luke 1st chapter, verse 31 through 32. The angel Gabriel declared to the Spirit, you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Matthew 1, verse 42. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us, declared to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, God, who came down from heaven, up above, to be a sin offering. The second Adam who came down to reclaim and to recover and to renew and to redeem what our first father Adam lost. Jesus Christ, the King, the unique one and only one, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Very God, perfect man who is God the Son and the true God man. For he came down to present his life and blood to be a ransom or payment for our sin again. To satisfy the law of the Father God, he is perfect man without sin. His precious blood has been presented on heaven's altar as a full payment for our sins, once for all time. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, crucified for our sins, he rose up from the grave because death could not hold him. He has ascended into heaven and is seated at the Father's right hand. He is coming again soon to make a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteous. In my closing, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he has given us again the gift of eternal life, the gift of sonship, the gift of that is above every gift, because in Christ Jesus, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily, and of his fullness we have all been made partakers, even grace upon grace, and one spiritual blessing after another. That's what he died for. He thought it not robbery to call us brothers. So we are also seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly realms. We, as many as are called by his name, as many who embrace his holy word, he has given us eternal life, life that will never cease, even the God-type life. That is our portion. That is our inheritance. That is our right. That is our position in Christ. By grace, through faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my closing, the King came down with one purpose, to declare, to demonstrate as a living testimony in and of himself, expressing the great love of the Father God for all humanity by his life, his death, and his resurrection. Still today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, he calls to each of the sons and daughters of man to come unto him, all you who labor and are heavy laden with the cares of this life. And he has promised that he will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am compassionate, humble, and
heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The yoke of this world is heavy. The yoke of this world is hard. The yoke of this world, if you bear it long enough, it is designed to destroy you. The gift of life, the Father God has given you. If you so choose life, choose the gift of love that the Lord Jesus Christ laid his life down to purchase for you. I will turn it back over to Pastor Jasper Lee and Pastor Lee. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Minister. Just thank God for that powerful word. Amen. The King came down. Praise God. Praise God. We have salvation today because of the King came down. Amen. Birth and birth. Amen. It was designed by God. Amen. And we thank God for that powerful word. Amen. What a time for the word. What a season for it. Because this is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. That we all have salvation. There's no other name that can be saved but through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So there's no other name. All the names on the face of the earth, there's no other name you can be saved but through the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And you can call upon our name and be saved. Amen. It's right there in your mouth, that tongue that God created, God had given you. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, it can be done right now. Amen. Because today can be your day of salvation by knowing and receiving Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Minister Hilton, we thank you again for such a powerful word. Again, just that as he ministered on the topic, the King came down.
My God.
I just want to reflect back on the, again, the man of God said the uniqueness. Sometimes I wonder in the midst of everything that goes on and all the commercialism that has centered now around Christmas, we need to, as Christians, we need to get the word out. We need to just focus in and help others to be able to focus on the true meaning of this holy season. We're talking about God, Almighty God, who came down in the form of human man. As the minister said, the King came down. He came down but for one purpose, and that was to raise and bring us up. He came down to be able to raise and bring us up out of our sins, to deliver us from our sins. He thought it not robbery. He came down in the midst, and as the scripture tells us, while we were yet in our sins. He didn't wait until, we had to be cleaned up and made spotless. He did that through the precious shed blood on Calvary. He sacrificed his life for our sins. And we have got to get the word out, saints. We've got to be able to stand sure-footed and declare to this dying world that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And what the first Adam, in the midst of his disobedience and sin, allowed to occur with human and mankind. But God had another plan. Oh, praise God, he had another plan, and that was deliverance and salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. And on that night in Bethlehem, the birth of that little baby came, and he changed the world, praise God. He changed the world, giving us an opportunity for salvation, giving us an opportunity to be able to be delivered from the clutches of Satan. Satan had a plan, and that was for our destruction. But God, oh, praise God, but God, he had another plan, and that was the plan of salvation through his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, praise God that the King came down.
Oh, yes, he came down so that he could lift and raise us up unto himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That salvation could be ours.
Amen. The Creator came down. See, by his creation. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, yes, he
did. The King of the King, the Lord of the Lord, came down and had a greater plan for our salvation. We had no, there was no other salvation but through Jesus Christ.
There is
no other salvation.
Other
and thank
salvation.
God for his
praise
grace
God.
And his mercy to have the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. That you and I had opportunity through Jesus Christ to have forgiveness of our sin. Because we were down the way to a devil hell. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But God, grace and his mercy, amen, his grace and his mercy and merited favor brought unto his salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, how he loved me. Oh, how he loved you and me. To think about us, to have a greater plan of salvation to redeem mankind, womankind, unto himself. Oh, what greater, no, there's no other greater love.
No
than the love of God. No greater love, praise
no
God.
Great.
Well, the King came down. He's still coming down today. He always on set. He always on taking care of through his word.
Amen.
All you have to receive it on today. To receive it into your heart by faith. Amen. By faith, you receive that word. Receive Jesus Christ and your Lord and your Savior today. We got work to do, saint. Before the work of occupy until you come. He said,
amen.
Go. God gave a commandment to go to the highway and hedges, to go into where we are, to send us. And to do the be a representative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be an ambassador, amen.
Amen.
To be an overcomer, praise God, amen. To be victorious in what we do for Christ, only what we do for Christ is last.
Amen.
Only what we do for Christ is last in our day to day living, in our day to day, if we live before God in this holy living, this righteous living, and you know, and we take and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, amen. Praise God, sanctification unto Him. Amen. The other people might see our good work and you might edify God and glorify the God, our Heavenly Father, above. So we got some work to do. Amen. And we thank God for you can call upon the name of Jesus Christ. What a great gift. The greatest gift for all. Amen. The greatest gift for all.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my
indeed.
Goodness.
The gift that, as Minister Britt said, the gift that keeps on giving. First Jesus, the first Almighty God, gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus gave. He gave his life and sacrificed his life
my
for
God.
Our sins. And oh, yes, it came with a mighty price, a mighty price. And so with that, saints, we too have a job to do. We need to keep on giving by giving the gospel of Jesus Christ to this dying world and leading them to the feet of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
who also will lead them to the throne of his heavenly Father. And the gift, it keeps on giving, praise God. So we thank God again for Minister Hilton bringing this powerful word.
Yes.
The King came down.
My God.
We're going to go ahead and open up the lines for anyone that would care to share in this word, share and have any comment. Has the King come down for you? Praise God. Has salvation come to your house? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that it is in your house. And if it is, then you have the responsibility to be able to share this mighty gift of the King coming down. Go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad. If you'd like to be dispatched into the studio, tonight we're talking about the
King
that came down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're talking about not just a king. We're talking about the King.
He's a little
King. The King of kings and
Amen.
The Lord of lords. Praise God.
He's still alive today.
And his name
Amen.
Is Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Is there one tonight that would like to share in this word, praise God? The King came down. Oh, my God.
What love.
What a powerful word. Yes, what love. What
great
love.
Hope and charity. Oh, what the greatest love of all. Amen. Jesus paid it all. He paid the penalty. He paid it all in full.
Oh, yes, he did.
All you have to do is receive by faith. Amen. Believe in your heart and receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thou shalt be saved. Believe it and receive it. Praise
Amen.
God.
And because he came down, because he came down, he saved this world. And because he came down, praise God, we're called children of the Most High God. Because he came down, we have the
true
power, hallelujah, and authority, hallelujah,
true and life,
Jesus
amen.
Christ.
The Son of God and the Son of Man, the Lamb of God, praise God. There's only one Lamb of God. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus is the only Lamb of God. He's the only good shepherd. Amen. He said, I am the bread of life, praise God. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. He's talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua. Amen. He's talking about Jesus, the only one that can save and had done that. Already, he paid the price. He paid all our salvation through him and no other. Amen. And we want this walk by faith, amen. Walk by faith, a faith walk, saint. It's a faith walk each and every day of our life, amen. And we walk that in him and through him. And it's in his righteousness, not our righteousness, like filthy rags. He's walking the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is why we are justified, amen, and through him. What he done on the cross of Calvary, what he done for us through his God plan of salvation. Is in him.
Amen.
There's no other.
Praise
but through
God.
Jesus Christ.
He broke the curse of sin and of death.
Yeah, he broke it, destroyed.
He came down. Yes, he did. On
the yoke
our
of bondage.
On our behalf.
Amen.
Praise God. So we have the gift of eternal life.
Yeah, and we have the victory of eternal life in Jesus Christ.
Praise
God. What a love the Father had for, what a great love.
Amen.
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 And he's still prevalent today. He still continues to do so. All those that call upon him, all those receiving by faith, God's still doing salvation plan still going on today. It does not stop. It continues on. You can receive it by faith. Amen. You get every man and woman measure of faith. So you got that faith in you. Yeah, stir it up. Stir that gift up, man.
Stir up
the gift.
Hallelujah.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Hallelujah.
Don't put it inside a glass. Stir that up. That God will be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
And I see your good work in him on this earth. Amen. Each and every day. We feel the Holy Spirit. Feel the Spirit of God. And walk by faith, saying, walk by faith each and every day. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there one tonight, praise God, just simply
testimony
press
time.
One on your dial pad. If you have a testimony, I thank God that for the man of God, as he shared tonight the greatness and the love of God and love of Jesus in his own life.
Amen.
The miraculous power of the Lord.
God protection.
His
Amen.
Protection in the midst
his
of
provision.
His accident and in the midst of even when he was a man of God, said that
up
he was up in the air,
my God.
Some hundreds of thousands of feet, praise God,
yes.
up in the air, but God.
Mm-hmm.
That just lets you know that the God's power, he's with us, as his word says, wherever we may go, in the highest of the peaks of the mountains and to the lowest of valleys, praise God, Jesus Christ. If you are his child, if
yes.
you are a child of the Most High God, you can be for certain that he is with you always and at all times.
Amen.
That's one of the benefits, praise God, that we have as children of the Most High God. It came when the king came down.
Oh, my God.
He didn't simply just come down. He came down with a plan. He came down with benefits for you and me. He came down with salvation, praise God, at our disposal. And the word of God says that it's just so simple that even a child can understand that all we have to do is just simply confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts
Amen.
Upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead. And with that, we are saved.
Praise God.
Praise God.
By faith, amen.
And I just find it, I say, that just
how the word of God tells us that at our salvation, but for what angels rejoice. And then with the king coming down, the angels threw a party in heaven. The angels began to rejoice, praise God, because, hallelujah, they knew that the Son of God was going to be able to offer something to mankind that the angels could not offer, hallelujah.
Praise God.
But the Son of God, he's the only one that came that we would be able to have eternal and everlasting life, to pardon us
Amen.
From a death sentence. Oh, sin warrants a death sentence, saint. But Jesus Christ,
yes.
but Almighty God, and salvation through him allows us to be pardoned, hallelujah, from that death sentence.
Amen.
And we can walk boldly and come boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, but the first Adam, he broke relationship due to his disobedience with the Heavenly Father, because God cannot look upon sin, but by the power of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, when he came, allowing us to be saved, and through our salvation, relationship with the Father has been restored, praise God. Oh, yes, thank God that the King of Kings, he came down. He came down for you.
Mm-hmm.
He came down for me. He came down for mankind, saving us, those that believe, hallelujah, and that receive him as Lord and Savior. Saving us from our sins. Oh, what a mighty blessing and a time of rejoicing during this holy Christmas season to know that the King came down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
It's a blessing how God continues to keep his people, no matter what they're going through. And even in a pandemic, God is still on
the
throne.
Oh, yes,
he's still on the throne, saint. He's still there on his word. Amen. And then no weapon formed against you shall prosper, praise God, against his people, against his holy seed. Nothing can prosper, amen. God's word never loses its power, and the blood of Jesus never loses its power as well.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank God and give God praise and honor and glory for this word tonight. We pray that you will allow it to be able just to resonate in your hearts and minds. Throughout this holy season, we're getting ready as of this coming Friday to celebrate Christmas and the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Thank
you,
Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Be blessed to see this time.
Yes, and it is such a blessing, because when you look back over this year, oh, my God, there are many that started, this year.
Yes, Lord.
That they are not here right now.
My God.
They're not ending this year. But God saw fit that everybody that's on this line right now, praise God, has come to December the 21st, 2020,
my God.
And that's a blessing of God,
yes,
even in and of itself. We're talking about the power and protection of our Heavenly Father, keeping us, hallelujah, protecting us, providing for us. Oh, yes, simply because the King came down.
Someone said, when I look back over my life,
all right,
and I think things over,
yes,
I can truly say
yes,
that I've been blessed to have a testimony. Do you have a testimony
yes,
on today, saint?
Yes, Lord.
That God been good to you?
Lord.
Amen.
God
protecting you?
God has been good to us.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he has. Oh, yes, he has.
Oh, you just think. You ain't got to think long. They may get up this morning.
Oh, man.
Just be able to get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, praise God.
Praise
move your
God.
Limb, move your hand, be
Amen.
Able to see, to hear, to speak, and have freedom and liberty. That's a blessing, saint. That's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
You're alive and living and have warm blood in your veins.
Amen.
What
Amen.
A God. What a God.
And we give that God, our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All praise, honor,
how great thou art.
Praise the name of Jesus. Wells. We thank God again for Minister Hilton Britt. Praise God. Oh, we have one. Praise the name of Jesus. The last four digits of your number is 4984. Go right ahead, caller. You've been dispatched within the studio. Hold on 1 second. Praise God. Go ahead.
Give honor to glory and God to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. I want to thank
Amen.
Minister Hilton for a powerful word tonight. And when y'all was
Amen.
Talking about the testimony and the goodness of God, I kept listening to it. And after a while, when between the stirring up of the salvation of God that he blessed us to have, it wasn't nothing that we deserved. But because
yeah.
of the love of God, that he allowed this to happen in our life. And when y'all was
Amen.
Talking about the abilities that God allow us to use from day to day, we cannot be quiet about because the king came down just for us. He was someone who was already in heaven, and we're trying
Amen.
To get to heaven. So he came
All
down
right.
with the salvation of God. And I want to say
yes.
thank you, God, for coming down for me. So God
Amen.
Bless y'all and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Elder Green. Praise God. We thank God for you. And as a matter of fact, Elder Green, praise God, will be ministering with us
Amen.
By the grace of God on next Monday.
Praise
we thank God.
God
for those powerful words, powerful comments. We are getting ready to close out the program, but before we do, we want to give the opportunity for salvation. Then I'm going to ask Minister Hilton if he will close us out in prayer. Praise God. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, today, not tomorrow, today is the day of salvation, praise God. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and you confess with your mouth and you believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you just simply need to confess that. And with confession, hallelujah, salvation is made. This king that we're talking about came down to save you, just like he has saved so many others that have given their lives to him. Ask him to come into your life. Make him Lord of your life for the rest of your life. And when you do, praise God, if you just pray that simple prayer, asking God, Lord, please come into my life. Save me of my sins. And I make you Lord of my life for the rest of my life. It's a salvation plan that even is simple for a child to be able to understand. If you pray that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. The angels of heaven are rejoicing
Amen.
On your behalf, and your name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. Minister Hilton, if you will, praise God, if you're still there with us, go ahead and close us out in prayer. We pray that everybody has a wonderful, blessed, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah. Give God all praise, all honor, and all glory. Minister Hilton, praise God.
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you, Lord, for your great love for your people, O Lord, that you loved us so much that you laid your life down that we might have eternal life. Lord, we love you. We give honor and glory to you. We thank you, Lord, that you will watch over your word in each of the lives of your people, O Lord, to perform it. And that not one jot or tittle, that which you have declared over us, shall fail or falter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Go forth this week and everyone have a very Merry
Christmas.
And
to
God
be
all
the
glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Praise.